It's still there, the power of the message of Krishna, somehow or other he was passing on to us. You know, even in his final moments, he was teaching. So here we have the ecstatic teachings of the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When the cowherd men and women heard about the killing of Bakasura in the forest, they were very much astonished. Upon seeing Krishna and hearing the story, they received Krishna very eagerly, thinking that Krishna and the other boys had returned from the mouth of death. Thus, they looked upon Krishna and the boys with silent eyes, not wanting to turn their eyes aside now that the boys were safe. Purport. Because of intense love for Krishna, the cowherd men and women simply remained silent, thinking of how Krishna and the boys had been saved. The cowherd men and the women looked upon Krishna and the boys and did not desire to turn their eyes aside. Om Jnanatim Marandhasya Jananjana Salakeya Chakshohun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Ganave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Chupiascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanabeyo Vaishnavabeyo Namo Namaha. So, the wonderful leelas of Krishna, but also the climax of these leelas. Actually, we can see the subtle feelings of the love of between Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan, the gopas, the gopis. And we see so much. It's not extrovert in any way. It's introvert. It's inside. The expression of the eyes, they say the eyes are the mirror of the soul. Very interesting, isn't it? But it's true, isn't it? When we talk with people, sometimes we can make the eye-to-eye contact, and somehow there's a relationship. But sometimes, you know, we've got to look away, or for whatever reasons, or the other person looks away. This is because, generally, their mind is distracted by something within them. And but here we see there is no distraction, no self-consciousness, just attraction, just absorption. You know, Chaitanya Charan, he talked about this absorption the other day in his lecture. This absorption, it's not I should be doing this, I should be doing that. How should I look? What should I say? What are the words? What I should do, from this. No, it's just absorption in what you're doing. That somehow or other, absorption brings all the things that we should do anyway. Because Krishna's in our heart. And he sees our heart, and it's like also he's got a little conch shell that he may touch on our head to give us some wisdom or some sort of little speech that we may convey our feelings or what needs to be done. Distraction is probably one of the most difficult things to overcome, because it's the mind. The mind is usually, we have so many priorities during the day to think about. And certainly, you know, I speak for myself, being in the mode of passion, there's this tendency to be in the future. You know, what's going to happen next, or what's going to come from this, or anticipating something. This has caused me so many problems, actually. It's lack of absorption in the moment and what should happen in that moment. And so, but there's no distraction here. You know, Prabhupada, in his departing purports, there's total absorption. Total absorption. There's no consideration for the distraction for body, only in that time is short to which a message can be conveyed. You know, the message is that this is the most precious time. You know, Radhanath Swami always says, what is the most important thing? It's what is happening at this moment. You know, between other people, ourselves, or what we see, what we observe. And so here, the expression of feelings is predominant. They came back from the mouth of death. Interesting. They have attachment for Krishna. Their attachment somehow had sobered them very quickly. You know, they were always joyful with Krishna, but there seemed to be death coming. Very serious thing. And our attachment is shown in many times, actually, in this world, whether it be with our relations, you know, family, friends, children, or somebody we didn't even know, but somehow that we've been brought there to somehow convey condolences or something like this. You know, feelings are so deep at the time of death that if you're speaking to someone, there's a couple of times I've been asked to maybe speak for those friends and relatives of devotees here. And very difficult, because you don't know them. But the one thing that can be done at these times actually is the most important thing. Who is this person that has left or is leaving? What do they need? What do they really need? What's the most important thing of this moment? How we can convey either our feelings or our memories of them. This is a like almost a time of awakening and of separation, because Lord Chaitanya has brought us this special message. And of course, today is the disappearance of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it's his departure that we should also celebrate in such a way that we glorify them. This is perfect. You know, such persons, such acharyas, they've opened or are opening our eyes and our hearts and softening them. It's all their messages are to just get away from the covering of our heart or the hardening of our heart caused by our interaction with the modes of material nature and our desires and this material existence. It is at the time of death, this separates us from these things that we see in the world, or it brings us closer to the things in the world. You know, the things that are happening before our very eyes, but normally we wouldn't see. But somehow or other, there's a camera there, and it's showing us in a graphic sense, a horrific sense of this world, the nature of this world, and its exploitation. And basically, the human being is such a body or a responsibility that changes just by the desires of the human beings are violating the laws of nature and the laws of Dharma and Bhagavad Dharma. Somehow or other, we've got this bombardment of the whole world now through the media. And it will cause us, if we're not careful, to lose our track, our guide, mission. You know, we'll be emotionally involved. We'll start to speak about different religions, different people, Americans, Indians, all this sort of stuff. Material concept of life, that they're doing that, that they're responsible. We separate ourselves from each other. We separate ourselves from the situation. And the real situation is lack of Krishna consciousness. And it's the same for us all on this path in some way or other. You know, I see these Guru Maharajas. They experience so much in life. They've seen so much in their spiritual life. And they've also seen the material side of life, that problems of life that we encounter, you know, with our questions. So we must understand that actually they have a message to give us about what's important in this life. And the gopis now, they're realizing, and in the previous text saying, they thank Narayan or Krishna or whoever they worship as the Supreme Lord, that somehow Krishna's been saved. And that Krishna is not God. He's one of them. He's their intimate associate. That somehow this attraction for Krishna has brought so close to them. And he's trying to form a relationship. But at the same time, Krishna, under his yoga maya potency, is somehow, he doesn't know what's happening. He's under their influence. He's under the influence of love. He's under the influence of their emotions. So what to speak of super soul relating to every human being? Also, it would be nice to know, and it says in chapter 6, how we have, Krishna says, we should understand that I myself and the super soul are not different. That somehow or other, this super soul within our heart is the Supreme Lord, and he's helping us make this spiritual connection. He's seeing our desires, spiritual or material. And the one thing we should know, that somehow this moment of threat, Krishna's life being threatened, has brought into play all the emotions of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that Krishna's the most important thing. That somehow that Krishna, even if they see Lord Narayan in front of him, they prefer Krishna. And there's one thing that Prabhupada said, it's really nice. It struck me. He says, even if Krishna's not God, still I will love him. So this is like a very intimate connection. You know, I don't know about you, but this is Prabhupada. Somehow or other, he's just speaking with his disciples. He's conveying these feelings, intimate feelings, intimate connection, that somehow that we can hear and understand that this is real connection. Still we'll love Krishna, even if he's not God. Now, but at the same time, we've been given the understanding by Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastime as a devotee, that he was also showing that Krishna is God, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everything he does is within his pastimes here, is for the devotees. That it's his gift. He's giving, 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 giving. He's the ultimate bhakti yogi. He's wanting to share this gift of attraction to himself. But also, he wants to know what it's like himself. He wants this so-called vulnerability of and surrender to love. I don't know, in Brahmacharya, it's difficult to convey family feelings, but you have family feelings because you encounter them in the family you come from in this world. And their attachments should be understood, and your attachments should be understood too. They're not to be turned aside. They're real. But they're turned aside only for the goal of life. And they're not turned aside, but they are... you are given a perspective of their position. That actually we've had hundreds of parents in our lifetimes. We've had hundreds of brothers and thousands and millions of brothers and sisters. Wives. Religions. You know, we've gone through the whole spectrum of everything. And if we can understand this through Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, this will give us a perspective that yes, they're dear to us, these feelings are there, but they're real in such a way that they tell us the nature of our relationship with Krishna and what we should be looking for in our relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada always explains, to know Krishna, we should know ourselves. And what's happening with ourselves and our relationships. We'll understand Krishna then. We'll understand everything he's got to tell us. Vrindavan Das Thakur told us in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the interaction with the devotees and their friends and relatives, they're all there. And they're grahastas. You know, it's not this misconception of Brahmachari, Grahastha, and all these things. There are very special personalities who keep their Brahmacharya. You know, because it's akin to their nature. The message is there in them. You know, so we should understand, you know, when we see it, the transition from brahmacharya to grihastha. Shri Shri Adago Gunanda Kijai, Shri Shri Gornitai Kijai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kijai. That somehow there's more to realize than somehow within them or within the brahmachari way of life. This captivates them. This is for me, and I don't want to change it. But it doesn't mean anything that the grihasthas, as I heard once, spoken by a brahmachari to a person who had just come in. He says, actually, we should go to always to a brahmachari to find out what we want to know. But actually, not really. We have to go to grihasthas who are also brahmacharis in their life. They're following the Vedic prescription of brahmacharya in household life. So this is a misconception. Misconception that somehow or other we live in a temple, that this is the place to experience spiritual life. But that's not real. That's not true. We have to know the nature of the world and its demands on the everyone and ourselves and the needs of everyone. So somehow, I've forgotten his name now. But anyway, he was teaching us for our Bhakta program, and he was given class at the time, and he was talking about distributing books. And he said the one thing that he learned, that to distribute books, you must feel something for somebody else, that this is going to help them. Otherwise, if you're out for book scores and somehow you're the best book distributor, it won't quite work. You can't stay in that sort of thing. There must be a need out there that somebody wants it. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he knew this need. He was also given a mission to pass on the pastimes of Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, and what he wanted the whole world to know. But then also Krishna Das Kaviraj, he knew that he was just passing on a message of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. He was continuing it. But again, he was requested by Lord Nityananda, look, there's more to give. And likewise, we can understand through disciplic succession, for all of us, there's more to give. It's a continuing saga. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, I offer my obeisances to the future heroes who will spread this movement all over the world. This was his vision, his understanding. He's an acharya. He knows the future. He's predicted what's happening here. He's predicting what's happened through Srila Prabhupada and the other acharyas that are now circulating this welfare activity. They're trying to give the message of what Krishna's giving to us of this, the spiritual world that is eternally a relationship of Krishna and his devotees. And it's all about love. And it's not a sentimental thing, as we're finding out here. They have anxiety. And this heightens their bhav. And we should then try and understand that maybe that this is what we should feel in our trying to come back to Krishna, that somehow through, I don't know, for me anyway, the inadequacy of my service in terms of satisfying the devotees leaves big holes in me. It leaves that somehow that I'm not coming close to Krishna. In fact, I'm separating myself from Krishna. And this causes me to cry. And they say we have to cry. But this crying is the only medicine that we must really take notice of. As the gopis here, they have some relief. Krishna's okay. But also our interactions as devotees are the most important thing. As the great acharyas tell us, Vrindavan Das Thakur just illustrates the whole gamut of emotions of devotees. And they're crying, they're laughing, they're joking, their so-called clashes and chastisements for each other. Chota Haridas. What's suffering there? And yet, he still had that spiritual connection. He took his life. His feelings for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caused him to take this life. But again, we should understand, he's an intimate associate. That somehow, like all the great people of this world, they suffered. They suffered like anything. But suffering in such a way that the way they were transcendentally linked constantly with God, Krishna. That whatever was happening to them was but just part of their mission. That it's like a battlefield, this world. It's definitely a battlefield. But also, it's not only a battlefield, but also there's a place on the battlefield where the two armies will come together and they would mix, you know, as they did in Kurukshetra. Somehow, this understanding, they had a higher understanding of life, a higher perspective, that this battle and these battles being fought by them was just their duty in this world and the nature of this world. That they have to suffer. They had to fight against each other, even those who are their friends and loved ones. So Bhagavatam's showing us all this, actually. But still, they were Krishna conscious. It wasn't that they were the worst persons in the world. They still kept their Krishna consciousness in whatever situation Krishna put them in. And that's the final statement. We're all put into situations. And if we can just see that it's Krishna giving us some message, that it will tell us something we need to know in our Krishna consciousness. You know, either realizing this wonderful prayer, Trinadapi Sunichena Taru Iva Sashnu Ammanina Manadena Girtan Shadhari, that this is the key for us to realize what's in the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who's our great acharya. And I just recommend ISKCON Desire Tree. Download this wonderful Chaitanya Bhagavat. You'll hear something not only that will bring you closer to this Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada has given us. It will definitely soften your heart just to hear it. It's very, very beautiful. So try and get hold of that. It will bring you closer in your Krishna consciousness. Okay. I don't know if there's anything more I can say about this. No? Okay. Any questions?